Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, we've been saying, and the CDC has been saying all along, that it is very likely that we're undercounting. You know, the model says that it's a significant amount, as you mentioned correctly, 900,000. That's a bit more than I would have thought the undercounting was. But, you know, sometimes the models are right online. Sometimes they're a bit off.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Republican Party, Ali, is a cult. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, but think about what we're saying. One of America's two major political parties is a cult. It's an authoritarian, embracing, undemocratic, un-American cult.
You have to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Did you hear Fauci talking about this new study that from the University of Washington School of Medicine's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation? They call it IHME, Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. They say that the real number of COVID deaths is $905,000 against an official total of $574,000. Does anyone remember from last year the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation? Yeah, you remember it, don't you, Taylor?
No, I don't. Please refresh my memory.
This is a story from, I think, Vox, from more than a year ago, May 2nd, 2020. This coronavirus model keeps being wrong. Why are we still listening to it? That was more than a year ago. They've been off all along. All along. It just goes on and on and on. It's said Harvard epidemiologist Mark Lipsitch. It's not a model that most of us in the infectious disease epidemiology field think is well suited to making predictions about COVID-19. But I guess it was when they were, blaming it all on Trump. So, but now they've changed it around to keep the scam going. So it's a very, very reliable model now. And by the way, models, you know what a model is? A model is a prediction. So if you're thinking about buying a house that you can't afford, just go to the bank, and when the bank asks you for your W-2 forms and your 1099s to find out how much income you made last year, just tell them you don't have any W-2s or W-4s at 1099s. All you got is a model. A model. I'm making a model right now. Here's the model of my income. Look, bank, it's going straight up. That's the model. Let's make all of our national health policy on a model. On a model that's been wrong 100% of the time. This just gets crazier and crazier. I'm going to do something that was illegal, was improper, if not illegal, just a few short days ago, actually 24 hours ago. I'm going to sing indoors. Oh, Lord Jeffrey Amherst was a soldier of the king, and he came from across the sea. Singing indoors is now legal again in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and that means a lot to us. And the reason I sang the Amherst College fight song, or the beginning lyrics of it, is because I wanted to talk a little bit about the situation at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, a.k.a. Zoo Mass. This is truly amazing what has happened out there. And we're going to talk more about it in the last hour, but I just wanted to start off. I think it's the best story of the day, and it's going national. Three freshman females at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, two from Tewksbury and one from Andover, went to a party around St. Patrick's Day.
Barbaric.
An off-campus party, and Zoo Mass is known for its big St. Patrick's Day blowouts, or it was. So they went there and they took their masks off and they had a picture taken and they posted it to social media. And now they have been suspended from school. They were suspended almost immediately as soon as one of their fellow students sent it to the administration. And first they were just told to go home. And then last week they were told that they couldn't even take their final exams. So they're out 16, each of the families, the girls, is out $16,000 for being photographed, not wearing a mask at probably a party of hundreds and hundreds of students. And what makes this doubly ironic is that you may recall that recently UMass Amherst hockey team went to the Frozen Four, the ice hockey Division One national championships. They were way underdogs to places like Minnesota, Duluth, et cetera.
I think for all of us and for UMass alums and for everybody who's part of the community, this is a hockey state.
This is a hockey state. That's why I've tried to shut down all the youth hockey for the last year, except for the ones that the mayor's sons are in nearby suburbs of Boston. They can continue to practice all they want. So they win against all odds the national championship. And when they return, what do they have? They have what they always have when a returning victorious, especially an underdog team, returns to its home. They had a giant party. And there's all kinds of video of all of the players and all of their supporters on campus celebrating sans masks. Hundreds of them. Have any of them been suspended? Hell no. Nor should they be suspended. I don't think anybody should be suspended for celebrating. This is like what happened a few weeks ago when Wellesley High School beat its traditional rival Needham High in a long postponed football game. And all the Wellesley players at the end of the game, it was a rout, 34-0, piled on each other with no masks. And the school superintendent had to apologize to the entire community for this terrible violation of protocols. But nobody was suspended. Nobody was suspended. But now these three girls are suspended. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I guess they were trying to work out some kind of deal to at least get their money back and get their credits today, right, Taylor?
Yeah, and nothing was reached as far as I know. The person I spoke with, who'll be appearing with us later in the show, said he's not going to hold his breath waiting for a deal to be reached.
God. And you know, Grace said, well, they're going to get a lot more than $16,000, but I think they would trade a lot of money. A lot more than $16,000 just to not have lost their freshman year. They have to start all over again. Now they have to go through court. They're going to have to go through court. It's just, and it is just so ridiculous. It is so bleeping unnecessary. And what is with these people ratting out their fellow students? I mean, it's not like these girls were, doing anything wrong. They were just being kids. 844-500-4242-781 says, just say it was a St. Patrick's Day BLM Antifa protest. That's all you have to do, really. I mean, we could go back and get the cuts of Charlie Parker talking about the riots in Boston last May 31st, June 1st. Shots were fired on Tremont Street at police cars. There was massive looting, vandalism, arson, and Charlie Parker comes out the next day and says, oh, it was a mainly...
I think it's critically important for law enforcement to keep people safe, and we will do all we can to make sure that our colleagues in local government have the support they need to make sure these protests, these demonstrations are peaceful and safe.
Peaceful and safe.
I think anybody who's watched these events or witnessed them appreciates the fact that the vast majority, and I mean like the vast majority of the people who are part of these protests, are there to make a point and to make it peacefully. That is so obvious, I'm amazed that anybody could say anything other than that.
Nothing says peaceful protest like firing a handgun at police officers and then torching their car when they flee. But, that was okay. No problem whatsoever. I know the guy that fired the pistol has been arrested, but he's one of a handful. Most of the ones that were actually involved in looting and getting in, they haven't been prosecuted. 844-500-4242. This is the stupidest thing I've seen in a very long time. And, by the way, the woman who I guess is running this thing, who's sending out these emails, I don't know if she was specifically involved in this one, but I think she was, because she's been complaining about people violating the protocols. Her name is Brandi, B-R-A-N-D-I, Hefner, H-E-P-H-N-E-R, L-A, capital B-A-N-C, Brandi Hefner LeBanc, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs and Campus Life, of which there doesn't appear to be much campus life at UMass Amherst. She makes $277,810 a year. I'm sure she's been working really hard with everything shut down now for more than a year. 844-500-4242. 716. Does anyone remember when President Biden didn't wear a mask on Inauguration Day because he was celebrating? Yes, I do, now that you bring it up.
Well, but that was because he wears them indoors because he forgets to wear them outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Could they use that excuse? We weren't wearing them outdoors because we wear them indoors and sometimes we forget to wear them outdoors. Could they use any of the excuses that
they were celebrating?
Or how about this? How about they can use the Gretchen Whitmer excuse? We were visiting our ailing parents at the St. Patrick's Day party. There's a million excuses to all the Democrat Pauls. Oh, how about Gavin Newsom's excuse? Oh, it was my favorite lobbyist's 60th birthday. How about that? They must know. They could learn some lobbyists. 844-500-4242. This is so bleeping ridiculous. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies. Sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." Unquote. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100.
It definitely works, Howie. Every morning at home, I don't have it running upstairs. I have it running downstairs where I have some funky odors in the basement. But upstairs, it's open season on my sinuses. And I wake up each morning a little stuffy and my throat is needs to be cleared. My wife says, "Why don't you get that taken care of? It'll be fine once I get to work. We've got the thunderstorm running," and lo and behold, I'm perfectly fine.
The thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basement, tobacco smells, or any other unwanted odors. You just need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you'll save an additional $10 off the sales price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you could protect your money. Fauci, of course, was on all the Chattering Skull morning programs yesterday, and he told Chunk Todd on Meet the Nation or Face the Press or whatever it's called, listen to what he said.
I think people have gotten used to the fact that wearing masks, clearly, if you look at the data, diminishes respiratory diseases. We've had practically a non-existent flu season this year merely because people were doing the kinds of public health things that were directed predominantly against COVID-19. The Australians during their winter, same thing. They had almost no flu, largely due to the kinds of things, including mask wearing. So
fascinating stuff. You mean it wasn't just because they were fudging the numbers like Charlie Parker with the nursing home numbers or Andrew Cuomo in New York with the nursing home numbers or now these phony baloney model makers from Washington, the University of Washington? That had nothing to do with the numbers going down for the flu? So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Dr. Fauci says people have gotten used to wearing masks. Have you?
No!
98% say they have not gotten used to wearing them.
God, how does he get away with saying stuff like that? When he has to know. I know he's a swamp creature and hasn't had a real job in over a half century, but he can't believe that's true. There's no way he can believe that's true. Incidentally, breaking news, Governor Charlie Bacon will meet virtually tomorrow with President Dementia Joe Biden and a group of bipartisan governors to tout the Bay State's progress in vaccinating residents against coronavirus. Oh, nation-leading progress in vaccinating our residents. We're only number three in deaths. We're only number one from month to month sometimes in unemployment. We've been number one in nursing home deaths, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the stats we like. And of course, we have 60% fewer deaths from nursing homes than we had 2 weeks ago. What a miracle. Ona, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ona.
Hi, Howie. Longtime listener. I'm calling you from Mount Vernon, Maine.
Yes.
And I have a question.
Yes.
How come nobody's talking about the great job that we did prior to 2020, keeping ourselves and our children and our communities healthy and happy and productive? How come nobody, what happened? We all got stupid one morning and...
It wasn't politically useful to have a pandemic until the election of 2020, and then it became politically useful, and it was such a rousing success that they're going to try to keep it going as long as they can. Thanks. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my phone call. Thank you for covering the story for the UMass students. One of the students is my next door neighbor, and she's really been inconsolable for the past 3 weeks. I think what everyone should know, too, is these kids are straight-A students, one of which was a valedictorian of our high school. They were doing just nothing more than being college students.
Right.
For them to be, it's ridiculous. But I think more egregious, one of the students comes from Maryland, and she was kicked out of the housing. She couldn't even afford to get back to Maryland. She was forced to live, with other students who just kind of took sympathy on her. What they're doing to these people is unbelievable. And thank you for getting this message out there.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, Dan. And, I don't know who broke this story first. I think it was one of the TV stations, but this is the story's going national. And I mean, all you got to do is look at this picture of them at a typical college type party, just enjoying themselves. They're not doing double shots or anything wrong. They're just, they got their arms around each other, and compare it with the hockey party. And again, I have nothing against the hockey party. Good. They won a victory they're going to remember for a lifetime. But why are you punishing the kids for going to a St. Patrick's Day party, but not punishing the hundreds of people who went to the hockey victory celebration? Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. It's because they want to make an example. But I think they should just go ahead with their lawsuit and just say it was a celebration like Biden family did at the Lincoln Memorial when they took their pictures without the mask.
It was historic. It was a historic moment. That's what Jen Psaki said. Grace looked it up during the break. This was a historic moment. It was St. Patrick's Day. They're celebrating the guy who drove the snakes out of Ireland, Baxter. What could be more patriotic than that? More historic than that? Happy birthday, St. Patrick. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 860 says, State of Massachusetts asserting themselves in students' private choices. Everything for a reason. And he also says, who cares what they're doing? They were off campus. Yeah. They were, what? What happened to in loco parentis? I thought once you leave campus, it's no longer in loco parentis. The school doesn't have control over you, does it? There's nobody, is there anybody dead at UMass Amherst?
And I think a part of this that is so stunning to me that we had brought up earlier, Howie, is who thought with everything they've got going on, with all the problems that can arise at a school, a big time school, who thought it was a good idea to run with this? Who got this photo and went, oh, you know what? We got to make a stand with this one. No one would have known if they had never done anything. But now, like you said, it's national news. I saw it on Fox today. It's everywhere.
It's fun. It's giving people the opportunity to rat out their fellows. And this is something that human nature, unfortunately, in a large number of people, really enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many fun suckers there were in our country. I thought we mostly like stood together on things, but reading that the students made comments to WBZ basically saying, well, they did break the rules. I'm like, what is it, a school full of narcs? Nobody says, oh, you know, this is unfair, they should let them back in. No one has their backs.
I thought that at the end of every year in those high-rise dorms at Zoo Mass, they would throw sofas and chairs out of the high-rise dorms rooms and just, I mean, God only knows what would happen if somebody was under there when they threw those things out, you know, but that nobody ever got ratted out for that. I'm going to read the Aldous Huxley quote again that I was reading last week. The surest way to work up a crusade in favor of some good cause is to promise people they will have a chance of maltreating someone, which is what this is, maltreating someone. To be able to destroy with good conscience, to be able to behave badly and call your bad behavior righteous indignation, this is the height of psychological luxury, the most delicious of moral treats. This is a perfect example of what Aldous Huxley was writing about many years ago.
That's an amazing quote, Howie, and that's absolutely true, because when you go to the grocery store or when you go anywhere and you see these workers who aren't usually in a position to yell at people, a lot of people are relishing this. They're relishing the opportunity to rat someone out or to yell at someone in a really vicious way. It's really pitting people against each other, and it's gross. And I can't believe that. And I know earlier I was making light of it a little bit, saying that these parents hopefully will make a ton of money. But I hope no one misunderstood what I meant, because I do think it's terrible what's happened to these girls. And I'm sure they're so upset. And especially, like you said, your freshman year, and then to have all these people turning on you, it's just awful. But I do hope they get money, because money does sometimes make things a little bit easier to take.
Money heals all wounds.
I tend to think that most
and
wounds.
And it wounds most heals. Not all, but most heals.
I can't believe it. But, and speaking of news, I can't believe, Howie, there's a new poll out by the Associated Press, and it says that Biden's overall approval rating has hit 63%.
That's a poll. They have 9% Republican respondents, 10% independents, and 81% Democrats. Just, so it's totally on the level.
They just called Jennifer Rubin 10 times and had her take a survey. When it comes to the new Democratic president's handling of the pandemic, this is the real whopper. 71% of Americans approve, including 47% of Republicans, using air quotes, of course.
Those included Liz Cheney, yeah. John Kasich,
Jeff Flake,
Mitt Romney,
Paul Ryan,
Charlie Bacon,
Bill Kristol. The list goes on and on. It's just absolutely absurd. And of course, Twitter starts trending that like 71%. So everyone knows that this poll, Biden's approval is buoyed by his pandemic response.
They really appreciate the fact what a great job he's doing with the vaccinations for COVID-9, as he calls it.
Well, to be fair, vaccination.gum has really, it's blown a lot of people out of the water. No one saw it being this successful. Speaking of Joe Biden, though, I do want to play this cut of him. Do we have the cuts from today where he was talking about the jobs report? I just can't believe that they're pretending that they don't understand. I saw today how some reporter was, you know who it was? It was Paul Krugman. And he was saying something like,
enough said.
Yeah. No, I know.
from the New York Times.
Full stop. You understand where this is going. But he tweeted something out, Howie, like a graph. You know, you're talking about models earlier in the show. It was one of those wonderful graphs we always see. And he said something like, we might never understand this jobs report. And I thought, what don't you understand? Wait. I'm Grace Curley. I was a theater major, for God's sakes, and I understand it.
Here's all, there are two numbers you have to understand. And I'll try not to screw them up a la Joe Biden. 266,000 new jobs.
Oh, wait, let me slow down. Slow down. Not all of us are Paul Krugman, okay?
266,000 new jobs.
Okay.
7.4 million job openings. Is there a slight disconnect here? What could possibly be leading to this disconnect?
That's
hold up the model. There's a model for it. Another model.
All their models should just be a giant question mark, because no one can figure it out. It's like, Howie, it's like the licks to a center of a Tootsie Pop. The world might never know. It's really absurd. And did you see the video of Joe Biden calling Marty Walsh's mom over the weekend?
Yes.
Don't you, Howie, don't you find it a bit ironic that he's calling the Secretary of Labor, his mother, on Mother's Day weekend, 2 days after one of the worst job reports of all time has come out, and he says, your son's doing a bang-up job. Do you think he kind of was, that was a slight
so
dig?
He called from the Oval Office, correct?
I believe so.
Yet I believe that Boston police cruiser from District C, Area C, Dorchester, remains outside Marty Walsh's house. What exactly is it protecting?
When you tweeted out that photo of the police cruiser, I read all the comments beneath it. And people are just so predictable. They're like, oh, find something else to care about. Who cares? It's like, well, what do you guys care about?
Wait a second. Trolls.
Trolls.
How about the 73-year-old woman, grandmother, who was sitting on her porch in Dorchester a couple of weeks ago and was gunned down by a stray bullet? Do you think she'd still be alive today if the cruiser had been in front of her house? Because she was there. Marty wasn't there in front of his house, but the cruiser was there.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by HelloFresh. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. That's my favorite part because you don't waste any of the ingredients. And in as little as 20 minutes, it will all become a delicious meal. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. This is an update. NBC will not air Golden Globes in backlash against hosting group. Did you hear about this?
I don't read too many stories about award shows until the ratings come out and they reach new all-time lows.
Well, this is the part that makes me laugh because now the enemy of diversity is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So NBC is using that as like their reason they're not going to be airing the Golden Globes. We all know the real reason they will not be airing the Golden Globes. Because they could play a Seinfeld rerun and get more viewers than if they air the Golden Globes.
Right.
So right. I just want to say, if you see that woke virtue signaling headline, just know the ratings aren't great.
Here's another quote that applies to the situation at UMass Amherst from Eric Hoffer, the true believer, sent in by 774. A man is likely to mind his own business when it is worth minding. When it is not, he takes his mind off his own meaningless affairs by minding other people's business. That's very true. That's very true.
I know. And you notice, Howie, that a lot of these people, and I know we call them Karens, and it's getting to the point where we use that term so often, but they don't seem to have very fulfilling lives outside
that's what Eric Hoffer said.
Yeah. Outside of minding your business, they don't have much business going on.
And as Hank Williams Sr. would put it, minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business.
You know what, Casey?
If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
You know what Casey Musgrave sings?
What's
mind
that?
Your own business. Mind your own biscuits, and life will be gravy. All right, now I do have an update here on Bill Gates. We know that he is sadly getting a divorce from Melinda Gates. The Washington Post had a headline that said something like, "How can we believe in love if these two can't make it?" And I thought, were they really?
Did you see the latest headline in the New York Post this afternoon? I've got it pulled up right now.
I think we might be about to read the same headline. 1, 2, 3.
Bill Gates known for womanizing naked pool parties, biographer says.
Great minds.
And do you know where he learned to be someone who touches everything but the third rail?
Can I make a guess?
Yes.
Are the initials J-E?
No, that would be Jeffrey Epstein. No. When he was at Harvard University back in the day, the combat zone was still running wide open. That's where he learned it.
Yeah, let's go over a little bit of this. Because as much as I wasn't that interested in their divorce, now that everyone's coming out of the woodwork with these crazy stories, it is interesting. He did have a strange life. When he got married to Melinda, he set up something, Howie, in the contract that said he could have one weekend a year with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
One getaway weekend.
Yeah, who was 5 years older than him, too, which is weird. It was a continuation from his time at Harvard, according to his biographer, where he, quote, did like to frequent Boston's notorious combat zone with its porn shows, strip joints, and prostitutes. Younger listeners and viewers won't even know what the combat zone is. It was down on Lower Washington Street.
I'm a younger person, but I know what it is because I've heard you talk about it before. It doesn't sound like a spot you'd want.
The Naked Eye, the Intermission Lounge.
So he's a Harvard man.
The Pilgrim Theater.
Veritas.
They used to
naked pool parties.
When the students used to come back to Boston, sometimes they would rent a convertible, like a big town car convertible, and they would go and they would all sit on the top and wave and go down the combat zone and wave to people. I got some video one time when I was down hanging around the combat zone with my film crew, my video crew.
You were there.
It was school opening. I figured there'd be some kids down there checking it out.
Oh.
So I just happened to be there and they were just, it was a good video. Wouldn't find that video now. because there ain't no more combat zone. There's barely even a Boston, period, let alone a combat zone.
Combat zone's the least of our worries right now.
They'd love the combat zone to come back. They'd actually get some people downtown, maybe, you know? All right. Is that it, Grace?
That is it. I'll be back for Hate Mail Monday at 4:30.
All right. When it comes to home and car insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turn to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. And all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use. I did my car insurance for more than 20 years, going back to the days when I lived in Somerville. I'd never updated it. The agency had changed hands many times, but I'd never bothered to check out to see if I could save any money. I just paid the premium in a stupid rote fashion every time it arrived, every 6 months or so. I should have done this years earlier, but what I did was when I went on to Gabby, I logged in with my current insurance provider, and I got back within minutes six or seven quotes, and I ended up saving more than $600. I'm not very computer savvy, but I was able to do it very easily. You can not only do it with your car insurance, but with your home insurance, your renter's insurance, your business insurance, any kind of insurance you've got, you can get probably a better, more economical deal with Gabby. And Gabby will never sell your info, and there are no obligations to using the service, so there are not going to be any annoying spam or robocalls. Put your insurance policy or any of your insurance policies to the test the way I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
Really? You mean the fact that they used to make, before the panic, $328 a week on average on unemployment. Now it's $628. So you don't think if you double someone's pay for doing something or not doing something, you're going to get more of it? This guy's such a boob. I mean, he's never worked in the private sector, the dreaded private sector. And he just believes what all these economists who, like him, have never worked in the dreaded private sector tell him. I mean, does he understand human nature? You are gonna do the thing that rewards you the most, even if it's doing nothing. In a way, that's even better, isn't it? 844-500-4242. So apparently, Taylor, a lot of people may not know about the combat zone anymore, but apparently all the listeners to the Howie Carr Show know about the combat zone, including someone who's 16 years old says, I've heard of the combat zone. Did Gates meet up with Wilbur Mills and Fannie Fox? That would be around 76 or 77 when that happened. That was at the Pilgrim Theater. Another guy says, hail Chesty Morgan at the Pilgrim Theater. I saw Vanessa Del Rio at the Pilgrim Theater. I interviewed her one time for the Herald. How can you leave out the glass slipper, says Chef Chris. Boston hasn't been the same since they closed the, I can't say the word, galore stag bar. I'm 16 and I know where the combat zone is. Went to Don Bosco Tech. That was a local small Catholic high school. Walked through it every day. The stag bar in front of the naked eye. How about the intermission lounge? I once was with a guy, we went to a baseball game, a Red Sox game, and we stopped at the intermission lounge on the way back. And the bartender said, Richie. And the guy said, Uncle Buddy, when did you get out? That was just another night.
That was not an uncommon occurrence.
Where you meet your friends and your relatives Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was listening to what you said a couple minutes ago about people being, you know, power drunk on this mask mandate thing. I'm up here in Vermont, and for Mother's Day, we have a tradition of going to a garden center so my wife can get everything she needs for the garden for the year. And the place is about 2.5 or 3 acres of open air plants and everything. And they have a dedicated employee that's running around telling my kids to pull their mask up over their nose while they're outside away from other people the entire time we were there.
Do you think they're really into it, or are they just trying to stay on the right side of Governor Phil Scott, who's a total maskaholic?
Well, here's the thing. Scott changed the outdoor mask mandate now. He said the distance is 3 feet, and that if you're outside distance from other people, you don't have to wear it.
So in other words, they're going beyond the mask mandates.
Yes. So I said to the employee, I said, are you aware that the state mandate changed? And she said, yes. And I said, it'd be nice if you followed the mandate. We didn't have a problem with distancing until you came over here.
And to which she responded?
She basically said, she has to follow the rules.
Follow the rules. Help us, please. Thanks for the call, Adam. I'm Howie Carr.